Excuse me, is this seat taken? Would you mind if I took a seat next to you then? Thank you so much. You don't know how hard it is to find a seat here. Doesn't that feel good? Oh, I've needed this. It's so drying being out there in the hot sun all day. Is it like that for humans too? I wasn't sure. I've never met one up close before. You're the first human I've ever had the pleasure of talking to. We don't get many of you here at the All Species Onsen. Most of the humans I've seen prefer to go to the human-only hot springs. That's why I was intrigued to see a human sitting all alone here. That's why I decided to sit next to you in the first place. You see, I've always had a curiosity about humans. From how you look, to how your body functions, to even how you feel. For instance, put your hand against mine. Yeah, like that. So you see how much smaller your hand is than mine. My fingers are really long and spindly, and they end in a ball-like shape. And yours, well, they're just so small. It doesn't seem like you would be able to swim well without any webbing. And it doesn't even feel like you could pick up a lot considering the size of your palm compared to mine. Even your skin feels a bit different. It's soft. Does it soak up water like a sponge? My skin is hydrophobic, so it all just glides off of me, making me a little bit faster in the water. I'm kind of streamlined for situations like this. Guess that's part of the benefits of being amphibious. One of the drawbacks is how quickly I get dry. I much prefer being wet, don't you? Really? You don't like the way water feels against you? Oh. You don't like being wet outside of the water. I guess that makes sense. If I don't have some sort of moisture, I feel like I'm going to die. Oh, by the way, the name is Cora. It's nice to meet you. What's your name? I like that. It suits you. How long have you been coming to this onsen, if I may ask? I don't think I remember seeing you around. It seems we come at completely different times. I guess that's why I've never run into you before. That's such a shame. I really like you. In all honesty, I wish I would have introduced myself sooner. You're really nice. And you're really cute, especially for a human. What? Should I not have said that? Because it's true. You're really, really cute. It's actually kind of embarrassing to admit, but I've always sort of had a thing for humans. I'm being serious. God. I can feel myself blushing just saying this. I've always found humans to be really, really attractive. Not that that's something you can actually say out loud as an amphibious monster girl. Almost everyone expects monsters to go with other monsters instead of humans. You see how humans with monster partners get treated? So, I always figured I would just keep it a fantasy in my head. When would I get the chance to talk to a human, let alone flirt with one? I really didn't think this chance would ever come. So, while I have it, I figured it might be better to just be direct with you, regardless of my embarrassments. How often is a human like you going to come to an all-species hot spring and hang out with a monster like me? Exactly. You're a rarity around here. I'm honestly kind of surprised that you don't have more people taking a chance with you. On the positive, it just means that there's more of a chance of you becoming mine. Would you mind if I moved a bit closer to you? There. That's better. Now I get to feel you pressed up against me without anything in the way. You're so smooth. So squishy. It feels so good. I wonder if you would like this. Feeling me straddle your lap while sitting on top of you. The water just barely coming up to my hips as I look down at you. This is a lot better, isn't it? Can I kiss you? Oh, come on. You call that a kiss? Kiss me like you mean it, Lilypad. Oh, that's much better. You don't have to be shy or scared around me. I just want you to be my first human. Is that something I'm allowed to want? And what if I need it? Music to my ears, baby. Like how it feels when I grind against you, pressing us together. It's so easy for me to move in the water. My body creates no resistance. Can move just as fast as I would on land, rocking my hips back and forth against you. Oh, baby, that's it. Why don't you untie my bikini for me? Go on, reach out just like that and pull the string for me. Yes, lily pad, take it all the way off. I want to feel your hands against me, touching my chest. I want to know how different your hands feel compared to my own. Oh, fuck. Grabbing both of my breasts in your hands, squeezing them as you feel my nipples hardening. So full in your grasp. Oh, my hips continue to rock against your crotch, exciting you even more. I want to feel you for real, not through this fabric. Can you take your pants off for me, lily pad? Please. Yeah. Yeah, like that. Already feels so much better. Pulling my own bikini bottoms to the side. Grinding myself against you without anything in the way. It already feels better, doesn't it? The tentacle that you would call a cock swipes against you, tickling against your exposed skin. Oh, yes. Biting back a moan for me? Oh, fuck. Look at you. Somehow you're only getting hotter the more you come undone for me. Feeling my tentacles start to poke and prod a bit lower, curling around, trying to find a hole to enter. Do you want to feel me inside you? Tell me how badly you want my tentacle, lily pad. Use those words of yours. Would think you're starving and I'm the last person with food with how desperate you sound. It only makes me want you more. Oh, it's okay. It's all okay. It's just my tentacle teasing outside your entrance. It tends to move on its own accord, wriggling against your sensitive skin. You can feel the suckers leaving hickeys along your inner thigh, can't you? Continuing to mark you up, twisting around your leg as the tip continues to tease, almost slipping inside you, but never going all the way. Not until I hear a certain word, baby. Ask me nicely to fuck you. Good job, baby. Now I don't have to deny either of us. Yeah. Able to sit on top of you, keep my legs straddled on either side while my tentacle thrusts inside you. Yeah. No need to prepare you for how skinny it is. Slowly getting thicker the closer you get to the base. The tentacle makes sure you're able to take all of it for me. No extra work included. Yeah. Oh, that feels good. Have you ever been fucked before, Lilybat? It seems like you're enjoying it. Mouth parted as you look up at me, feeling my tentacle curl inside you. The suckers massage your inner walls as I continue to slide in and out so easily. No resistance from your hole as you take everything I give you. Slowly fucking you deeper with each thrust. That's it. It feels good, doesn't it? The tentacle feels so cool inside your warmth as you let out another moan. You're taking it so well, much better than I thought. It must feel that good, huh? I didn't think being inside a human would feel like this. You're even softer inside somehow. Tight, warm heat sucks me in and never wants to let me go. Oh, it's almost like you're clenching down every time I pull out, trying to get my tentacle to stay inside, to slither deeper inside you and fuck you even deeper. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it curl inside you, brushing against that special spot. Oh, yeah. Fuck. You feel so good, baby. Making me so happy. You feel even better than I imagined. So fucking soft underneath me. Letting me take my fill. Letting me find my pleasure in you. Oh, you're so good for me, baby. Keep it up. You love how the tentacles feel, don't you? Moaning as I fill you up with such ease, you can't help but buck into the touch, feeling another hickey being placed against your thigh. Your hands reach up to grab something, anything, finding only my tits. Oh, go on and squeeze them for me, lily pad. Oh, just my nipples. Like that, yeah. That feels good. Yeah. Wanna make me come inside you, don't you? Wanna know what it feels like to have a tentacle breathe your tight little hole? Oh, it's okay. You can admit it. It's written all over your face. You don't want me to pull out, do you, lily pad? You're curious and just like me. Need to feel it. Just like I needed you to be my first human. Oh, and I'm so happy I did. You're fucking perfect for it. Feels so good against me. Helping me get closer with every thrust inside you. Such a tight fucking hole for me to breathe. That's right, baby. Going to give you what you want, just like you gave me what I wanted. If you're good to me, I'll be good to you. I'll take care of you and make you feel good. You wanna come, don't you? Oh, that's it, baby. Keep your eyes on me. There's nothing else for you to be watching. Why would you want to look at the water instead of me? The water isn't going to give you the same view. Oh, look at me. Watch me. Watch my tits bounce as you feel my tentacle fucking inside you, pressing harder against you, curling up just right. You can't help but moan at how good it feels. Oh, can't get enough of this tentacle lily band rocking against me, trying to buck up into me. My body keeps you nice and pliant underneath me, unable to really move, only able to take it. Not going to let you get greedy, baby. Not when, with every thrust inside you, we both get closer. The only reason you're even feeling this good is because of me, Lilypad. So don't forget. So don't forget that as you feel your orgasm getting closer. The sucker's adding a bit of ridge to the tentacle, the texture making it that much more enjoyable for you. Every bump causes another rush of pleasure to flood your system. Oh, yeah. Just look at you, Lilypad, doing such a good job for me. Keep it up, baby. Keep making me feel good. Impressing me so much. Making such a good first impression for humans. Do all humans feel as amazing as you are? Or are you just special, baby? So fucking tight around me, taking it so deeply. Don't have to hold anything back with you, do I? Hearing you moan, the harder I press into you, more moans just keep spilling out of your mouth. You take everything I give you with a smile on your face and a beg for more, don't you? Oh, fuck, that's right, baby. Doing so good. Oh, making me feel so wonderful. Going to get to feel a tentacle come inside you and pump you full of cum. You're not gonna know if it's water from the onsen or some cum as you stand up. All of those clear droplets falling off of you. Oh, fuck. Clenching around me. Oh, you feel so good. I can't get enough. It's even better than I imagined. So tight, so warm, so wonderful. Could spend all day inside you and be happy. Want you to keep my tentacle warm while I do boring tasks all day. Want to hear your moans as my tentacle mindlessly plays with your special spot, brushing against it with every stroke. Oh, yes. You're getting pushed closer to the edge, aren't you? Every thrust inside you makes you feel that much better. Brings you that much closer, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I want you to focus on that, on how good it feels. Oh, that's right, baby. You're doing so good for me, taking it nice and deep, making me feel so good. So, oh, that's it. I'm going to come inside you, going to fill you up, gonna breed you just how you need, baby. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, fuck. Right like that. Bucking up into me, making my tentacle reach even deeper. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, moaning. You can't help the noises you make as it curls inside you, can you? You're almost there. Right on the edge with me. Teetering. Oh, fuck. So close to coming, you're shaking underneath me. Oh, that's good, baby. Keep it up. You're going to come with me, aren't you? You're going to let go at the exact same time. Oh, fuck. Now's your moment, Lilypad. Be good for me. Show me how amazing my tentacles feel. You can do it. Come with me, baby. Let go and come with me. Fuck. No, fuck. That's it. That's right, Lilypad. You did so good. You were so much better than I thought. I'm so proud of you, baby. Yes, I am. You've made me so happy. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for letting me fuck you. Thank you for being my first human. Thank you. Here, let me get off you so that you can move again. You know, I'm gonna say it. That was kind of awesome, right? I didn't think humans would feel so different from amphibians. I also didn't think it would feel that good. You're just so warm, so tight. I'm practically getting hard just thinking about going inside you again. Look, this might be a little bold, but would you maybe want to go out on a real date after this? Not just a quick fuck in the onsen with a stranger, but like a real place where we can get to know each other? I feel like it's only fair considering how much chemistry we have. It would be kind of stupid to just let this go and be a one-time thing, right? So, how about we both get out of the hot spring, get dressed, and go get some boba or something? Then it's a date. I'll see you in a few minutes out front.